Part 4. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Welcome to the first day of our January sale. All men's long-sleeve shirts are reduced by 20% with a 30% discount on short-sleeve shirts and pullovers. All suits marked with a red dot have 40 pounds off. Those marked with a yellow dot have a 30-pound markdown and a 20-pound reduction for those with green dots. There are also exciting reductions on all men's underwear. Footwear, which is on the third floor, is also greatly reduced. In the ladies' department, winter coats are all on special offer, and there are some amazing bargains up for grabs. Check out our discounts on ladies' designer evening wear on the first floor and leisure wear on the ground floor. Our coffee shop, Coffee Stop, is on the second floor and offers a wide range of beverages and snacks.
Question 71. Where could you hear this type of announcement?
A. In a supermarket. B. In a department store. C. At a bring and buy sale. D. At an auction.
Question 72. Which suits are reduced the most?
A. Those which are slightly shop soiled. B. The ones with green dots. C. The ones with red dots. D. Those which are on the third floor.
Question 73. Where can shoppers buy refreshments?
A. In the basement. B. At the coffee shop down the road. C. On the second floor. D. At the staff cafeteria. I shall now explain procedure for the packaging of our chocolate bars. First of all, the bars are brought to the wrapping line by an automatic conveyor. They are initially wrapped with a very thin layer of aluminum foil by wrapping machines, after which they are covered with a paper wrapper bearing our brand name. Then, the bars are packed into boxes manually before being placed onto pallets. The pallets are then wrapped with a plastic protection by another wrapping machine and loaded onto trucks. Should there be a hitch during the wrapping process, lights will flash on the sector concerned and the conveyor will come to a halt to allow for intervention.
Question 74. What is the speaker explaining?
A. How to locate chocolate bars in the local supermarket. B. The best way to stop chocolate from melting. C. The way chocolate bars are wrapped in a factory. D. How to pack chocolate bars in a suitcase.
Question 75. How automatic is the wrapping process?
A. It's fully automatic except for the packing of the boxes. B. It's automatic from A to Z. C. The entire process is manual. D. Everything is automatic except for wrapping in the initial layer of aluminum foil.
Question 76. What happens if there's a problem in the wrapping process?
A. The process continues and maintenance is done later. B. The wrapping line is stopped so that repairs can be made. C. Supervisors switch to using the second wrapping line. D. The whole factory is brought to a halt. Thank you for calling J. Rogerson & Sons. Our offices are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Monday through to Saturday. Outside these hours, please leave a message after the beep. Once you have recorded your message, press the star key on your phone. Alternatively, you can contact us via our website, rogersons@htnetwork.gd. We pride ourselves on answering all emails within 24 hours. We look forward to speaking to you very soon and thank you for choosing J. Rogerson & Sons.
Question 77. Where could you hear this type of announcement?
A. In the street via a loudspeaker. B. On a company voicemail system. C. When you go to the company website. D. On a friend's answer phone.
Question 78. What should callers do outside office hours?
A. Ring an emergency number. B. Contact a sister company. C. Leave a message or send an email. D. Call for 24-hour intervention.
Question 79. What is company policy regarding emails?
A. They only answer emails from suppliers. B. They try to answer emails as quickly as possible. C. The company prefers customers to call. D. All emails should be sent to Mr. J. Rogerson in person. This talk concerns health and safety issues. Production managers are asked to ensure that the maintenance requirements of the machines they use are minimal, to limit the number of interventions and thereby reduce the risk of potential accidents. They should also check that all machines are easily accessible at all times. In no circumstances should non-qualified staff intervene on any machine, and all new employees should undergo rigorous safety training concerning the machines that they will be using. Protective eye shields and face masks should be worn at all times in the factory. Any violation of safety rules will of course be followed by sanctions. The safety of all our employees is of great importance to us, and I am sure you will all cooperate in respecting the rules.
Question 80. What is the talk about?
A. Increasing productivity in the factory. B. Safety recommendations in a company. C. Dress codes within the company. D. A training course for sales staff.
Question 81. Why should the maintenance requirements of machines be kept to a minimum?
A. This will avoid slowing down production. B. This will help the company save on maintenance costs. C. This will help to avoid accidents. D. There is only one technician qualified for maintenance.
Question 82. Under what circumstances will sanctions be taken?
A. If safety regulations are ignored. B. If production managers notice that employees are constantly late. C. If employees are negligent about putting away their face masks after use. D. If the wrong eye shield are worn while working on the production line. In today's cooking program, we'll learn how to make a perfect crumble. First of all, select your fruit. Apple or rhubarb on their own are very tasty, but my own personal favorite is a mixture of apples and blackberries in equal proportions. After peeling your apples and washing all your fruit, place it at the bottom of a medium-sized baking dish. Sprinkle some demerara sugar over the fruit. Then place 200 grams of self-raising flour and 200 grams of margarine cut into small pieces into a mixing bowl and rub the fat into the flour by using the tips of your fingers. Add 200 grams of demerara sugar, mix, and spoon the mixture over the fruit. Place into an oven heated to 200 degrees Celsius and bake for about 25 minutes. Serve hot with custard or cold with vanilla ice cream.
Question 83. What is the program about?
A. A recipe for fruit salad. B. How to make perfect pastry. C. The best way to make blackberry pie. D. A recipe for blackberry and apple crumble.
Question 84. Apart from the fruit, what are the other ingredients?
A. Demerara sugar, butter, eggs, and flour. B. Self-raising flour, baking powder, sugar, and margarine. C. Self-raising flour, blackberry jelly, and demerara sugar. D. Demerara sugar, margarine, and self-raising flour.
Question 85. What accompaniments are suggested?
A. Demerara sugar or applesauce. B. Custard or vanilla ice cream. C. Custard or blackberry jelly. D. Blackberry jam and vanilla ice cream. I'd just like to point out that we have received several complaints from customers concerning the late arrival of our sales representatives at customer appointments, and in some cases, even missed appointments. Everyone should realize that this type of behavior is totally unprofessional and should be avoided at all costs. If for any reason sales representatives are running late, the least they can do is to phone customers to apologize. To avoid missed appointments, please make sure that all members of your sales team keep their online agendas up to date so that you are able to check up on their whereabouts and remind them of scheduled appointments the day before. Unless great improvements are made in this area, our company's reputation will suffer.
Question 86. Who is this speech addressed to?
A. Leaders of teams of sales representatives. D. Customers who have put in complaints. C. Sales representatives who have forgotten customer appointments. D. Members of a running club.
Question 87. What should sales representatives do if they fall behind schedule?
A. Leave a message on the company website. B. Phone customers to let them know. C. Offer compensation to their clients. D. Phone their team managers.
Question 88. What should sales teams' managers do in the future?
A. Confirm all appointments by phoning customers the day before. B. Strike customers who are late for appointments off the list. C. Remind sales representatives of their appointments for the following day. D. Fire unreliable sales representatives. Weather conditions in the southeast of Europe are likely to be particularly chaotic over the next couple of days. The long heat wave we have been experiencing will end on Sunday, when temperatures will drop significantly, with maximum temperatures of 20 degrees Celsius in southern Italy and France. By Sunday evening, torrential rain will fall in southern France and Italy, as well as in Austria and southern Germany, possibly leading to flooding in certain areas. The unsettled weather is expected to last until Tuesday, when high pressure will move in from the west, leading to higher temperatures and a drier spell by the end of the week.
Question 89. What has the weather in Southeast Europe been like over the previous week?
A. Weather conditions have been very unsettled. B. There have been storms and torrential rain. C. It has been very windy. D. It has been particularly hot and dry.
Question 90. What is the forecast for Sunday?
A. Cooler weather and very heavy rain. B. Higher temperatures and flooding. C. Violent thunderstorms. D. A heat wave is forecasted.
Question 91. What is the forecast for the second half of the week?
A. Torrential rain and flooding. B. There will be a drought in southern Italy and France. C. Drier, warmer weather will follow. D. There could be storms in Germany and Austria. The government has announced tax credits for families in the middle income bracket whose children are enrolled in higher education. They will be able to claim back 10% of their total taxable income as from the 1st of January if they can prove that their children are attending university or other higher education establishments. The measure will not be applicable to families in the lower income bracket whose children are eligible for student grants. A government spokesman said that the measure should encourage those families who are reluctant to pay tuition fees to reconsider their children's futures, and the measure could lead to an 8% rise in the number of university enrollments for the next university year.
Question 92. What does the new measure concern?
A. Tax credits for the poorest families. B. Tax credits for middle-class families with children at university. C. Better standards of education in all higher education establishments. D. Tax cuts for the lower income bracket.
Question 93. What is the situation for families with the lowest incomes?
A. The children of families with the lowest incomes receive student grants. B. Children from low-income families will not pay tuition fees. C. These families will be able to apply for tax credits. D. They will not be able to afford a university education for their families.
Question 94. What consequences is the measure expected to have?
A. Fewer children will apply to universities. B. There will be a rise in the number of university applications. C. Children will become increasingly dependent on their parents. D. Parents will refuse to pay tuition fees. Welcome to Quiz Night. We have three teams participating in tonight's contest: the Locals, the Brown Cow Brain Boxes, and the Derby Devils. There will be a round of general knowledge questions, followed by a round of questions on sport, and then a round of questions on TV programs and celebrities. Each team will get 10 seconds to answer its question, after which the question will be passed on to other teams. I would like to thank our panel of judges, whose decision will of course be final. The first prize is a $40 shopping voucher for each contestant, and the runners-up will each receive a basket of groceries donated by the local supermarket. The winners will go through to the semifinals on the 5th of January.
Question 95. What event is the speaker describing?
A. A sports competition. B. A quiz in which three teams are competing. C. A meeting with local TV celebrities. D. A derby at the local racecourse.
Question 96. What type of questions will be asked?
A. General knowledge questions only. B. Questions concerning local dignities. C. Questions on general knowledge, sports, and TV programs and celebrities. D. Questions may be asked on all kinds of topics.
Question 97. What will the winning team receive?
A. The prize is a shopping trip to the nearest big town. B. The judges will decide on prizes. C. A $40 shopping voucher. D. A $40 grocery basket. A 10-year-old girl, Greta Lorraine Harrison, was reported missing by her parents last night. Greta was on holiday in Florida with her aunt and uncle, Francesca and Paul Lawson. The three were enjoying a drink at a local coffee bar at the time of Greta's disappearance. Greta reportedly left the table to go to the bathroom but failed to return. Her family are launching an appeal to anyone who might have seen Greta, a tall, slim 10-year-old with straight shoulder-length blonde hair and blue eyes, to immediately phone this number. Greta was wearing denim shorts and a pink sleeveless t-shirt yesterday afternoon and had a white and pink striped canvas shoulder bag.
Question 98. What is the announcement about?
A. The disappearance of a group of holidaymakers in Florida. B. The kidnapping of the niece of a famous actress. C. The disappearance of a young schoolgirl. D. The theft of Greta's shoulder bag.
Question 99. Where were Greta and her aunt and uncle?
A. At home in Florida. B. At Greta's parents' house. C. In a coffee bar in Florida. D. At a coffee bar near Francesca and Paul Lawson's house.
Question 100. What does Greta look like?
A. She's of average height for a 10-year-old with blonde hair and blue eyes. B. She's easy to recognize as she's all dressed in pink. See, she looks very much like her aunt, Francesca Lawson. D. She's tall and slim with blonde hair and blue eyes.